one voice, one note, with one message. Amen. That's what we need to be in the church. I mean, we get excited, Yankee fans and Red Sox fans, we get excited, the emotions of our flesh, and those are good things. But understand, we have a responsibility to Him. And just listening to us play our music and listening to the music that we were playing and realizing that it's one spirit, one voice, to one God that we were sharing. If that's what's going to make this church great, if we focus on Him, amen. I don't really care what, you know, our opinions are all wonderful and dandy, and we all know, we're all right. All of us are right. Nobody's wrong, because that's all the way it's going to be. But with God, everything works out. And that's what everybody, you see those doors back there? They're open. And why are they open? Because who's invited in? Everybody, amen? Everybody's welcome. And give God praise. Bring us into church. You have to have a choice whether you accept it or not, but you cannot be the same. Amen? It has to move you from victory to victory. And I said this earlier. This is in my sermon. I want to tell you. I want to see greater things in your lives too. Amen? I want to see you, Marty, rise up so high, higher than you ever thought. George Mako, I want to see people look at you and say, I don't even recognize that man because something inside of him has changed. I want to see victory in your life, amen? That's my prayer each and every week. I want to see greater things. I want to see you rise up free. I want to see you be able to express yourself in a way that you don't feel embarrassed and ashamed, except just with power and excitement. Amen? From victory to victory, until you say, until who says? Until you say, I can't believe the difference in me. And until others say, I can't believe the difference in you. Imagine that when your friends come up to you, Jim, and say, I don't even recognize you anymore. You're happy. You're not complaining. You're always joyful. You got a good word. You're helping people. People will look at you, and guess what? People will be drawn to you. Even your enemies. This is the word of God, amen? This isn't your pastor. The Bible says your enemies will be drawn to you. And imagine that. People that you're mad at today, or people who have hurt you, will be drawn to you because of your compassion, because of the spirit that lives inside of you, amen? Who does it live inside of? You, hallelujah. Until you say, I can, I will. And I wrote this, even through the storms of life, amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen?
And I say to you, not only that, but especially through the storms of life. How many know we're going through things every week, amen? And I need your prayers, I do. I've had these feelings, and I get attacked where my music has been attacked. I felt weak the other day, and my wife was able to help me. She gave me sugar pills, which she did. But you see, she took care of me, amen? We all have things that we're going through. We all have things that we're worried about. Now, just because I'm your pastor doesn't mean I live tra-la-la and I'm happy. I told her the other day that I felt so weak. I felt weak, and I'm your pastor, and I'm preaching to you. But I felt weak because I'm in my flesh, amen? I had to really dig into God and dig into my reserves and thank God for who He blessed me with, amen? So when you got a husband and wife, understand the blessings that they create. But I go through the same things, and I stand on the Word, and I attack the devil with the Word of God. I know that God will see me through. You know how I know that? Because He got me to this point in this day, amen? That's why I give Him the praise and the glory. But I want you to understand this Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. He yearns for you to reach in and touch Him. He yearns for you to talk to God. He touches your life. When you open up and you allow Him to touch your life, He will do things in your life that are just absolutely amazing. The Holy Spirit. This man I'm going to read from is a multi-millionaire. He made over $200 million playing a sport. If anybody here had $200 million in the bank right now, you feel pretty secure, amen? You think, well, what's going to happen? If I need a new car, I just go buy the car lot. You know, nothing in life can touch you. But when you're in touch and you understand God, let me just read this. This is so powerful. This is no midsummer night dream, he says. It is real. This man says, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Not in a regular voice, that's his Clara, that's his wife were talking to me in the kitchen. But it's definitely the Holy Spirit. He said, I am done with my warm-ups and standing on the back of the mound, head bowed, ball in my right hand, about to say my customary prayer. Lord, please keep me safe. Keep my teammates safe and everybody safe. I pray that you will protect me and give me the strength I need. Amen. I am concentrating deeply and can feel my heart opening up. Suddenly, I feel an overpowering presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. My English isn't good enough to describe what this feels like. Neither is my Spanish. Yet you have the supercharged sense of the Spirit in your heart pouring into your soul. I am the one who has put you here, the Spirit said. I stop. I turn around and look up at the 50,000 people surrounding me. I know what I just heard, and I know that I am the only one who heard it. The tone in his voice is joyful, but is also admonishing. I am at a point in the season and in my career, in my life, in which I feel very much in charge of what I am doing on the mound. I don't express this outwardly, but I am so full of confidence and vigor that it's as if I am the one calling all the shots. In this moment, the Lord has apparently decided that I've gotten a bit too big for my clothes or breeches, that I need to be reminded that He is the one who is all-powerful, not me. As I stand on the Yankee Stadium mound before all these people, I am flooded with emotions. I am chastened and humbled profoundly shaken by the suddenly spiritual wake-up call. I'm sorry that I have gotten carried away with my own sense of importance. I am sorrier still that I have ventured off on my own to a degree instead of seeking the Lord's will. Hold those two words in your heart, would you please? The Lord's will. We're going to get to that. Because people say, I don't know what the Lord wills for me. Let me repeat. I am sorry still that I ventured off on my own to a degree instead of seeking the Lord's will. The Lord has indeed put me here. Without Him, I am nothing. The only reason I am here and able to do what I do is because He gives me strength. It is time now to pitch. Oh boy, I'm thinking, I really don't know how this is going to go. I'm going to do my best, but in this instant, I probably have as much doubt about my ability to focus on the task at hand as I have ever had in my professional career. Maybe this is part of the lesson that the Lord wants to teach me. I don't know. I get Brett Boone on a fly ball to right field, and for a moment I think that maybe I can steady myself after all. That thought does not last for long. I bounce a pitch badly to Chipper Jones, and then I walk him on another ball way out of the strike zone. On my first pitch to Brian Jordan, he rips a hit-and-run single to right field. After I fall behind Ryan Flesco, Mel comes out to visit and gets me to relax. Mel, that's Mel Stottlemyre, his pitching coach. He's saying, comes out to visit to me to get me to relax and throw the strikes that I almost always throw. I nod. I act as if everything is okay. It is not okay. Flesco laces a single that blows the save. Two batters later, Andrew Jones takes me over the wall in left center that blows the game. It's about as bad an outing as I've ever had as a closer. I don't say a word about what happened to any of my teammates, but I know that I have learned an important lesson. I am a human being, and human beings get complacent. We lose our way for some time. The Lord decides that this hot summer night is the time He helps me find my way again. Is it a coincidence the way the rest of the season goes, that I give up one run for the rest of the year, that I finish the season with streaks of 30 and two-thirds scoreless innings and 22 consecutive saves? I have no idea. All I can tell you is that I spent the next 3 months in a zone of profound humility and as much concentration and confidence as I ever had in my life. A man as Mariano Rivera, who pitched for the New York Yankees, may be considered one of the best closers of all time, who made millions and millions of dollars and openly admitted that on that summer day, God spoke to him, and he received that to humble him, to tell him without God, he was nothing. Amen. They're doing stuff on the green, guys. How many times in our life did we get away from God? How many times do we feel so confident that we don't need God, or we've decided that God is, we're just doing what we're doing? Sometimes, as I read this, I thought of myself, maybe I thought so much that I could just play my guitar any time I wanted to and it was going to come out great, or I could stand and sing and it was going to come out great, but it hasn't. I haven't felt good, and maybe it was God touching me in my spirit. And let me tell you, whether it is or not, this story and the Holy Spirit made me turn back to God and made me realize I need more. Either way, I need more of God to get me through what I've been facing. Amen? And I always believe that God shows me things that my body needs. I believe that since I was a young man, and I trust that. And He has helped me with my voice that I was worried about 2 months ago. And now He has to help me with my strength on my guitar and my body. Because sometimes I get complacent. I read that story to you to understand that this man had no reason to be worried. He had everything in the world. He had all the money in the bank. He had a great job. And nobody was going to be mad at him that he blew that save. But he said God humbled him that night. And he told the world. This man was not afraid to tell the world in this book that he wrote with his name on it that God humbled him that night. Praise the Lord. Who are we to God? John 14:15 says, Jesus is saying, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may abide with you forever. The word helper is in capital letters. That he is in capital letters, may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. John 15:26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. Who is telling us this? Jesus is telling you that if you love him, he's going to give you a helper, the comforter. It's called the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. The Holy Spirit. The gift that he has given you in this life, the greatest gift. You wonder how he can always know what you're doing? Because his Spirit lives inside of you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now there's more. Thank you, Lord. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Anybody ever weak? Hallelujah. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let me read that again, because I want you to know who you are. He makes intercession for the saints, that is you. Amen. Say that. You, according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Can I get an amen? All things work together for those who love God. We know that. All things work together. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. When you don't know exactly what to pray, you ask the Spirit to help you. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen? You cannot understand what he is saying, so you have to, in faith, understand that he is praying to God. God's Spirit is praying to God for you. Amen? For who? For you. In intercessions, he's standing in the gap. He's praying the perfect prayer. Say that with me. The perfect prayer. And he's praying it for you, Jim, Sergio. He's praying it for you. So when you're praying to God, that Spirit inside you, see, that Spirit that changes your life, you cannot be the same because God's Spirit is inside you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's more. With God, there's always more. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Understand how simple that means. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? That's your spirit, amen? That is your mind. You know you, amen? You know who you are. You know everything you've done. You understand what you're saying completely. What man knows the things of the spirit except the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Can I get an amen? Now, who has the Spirit of God inside of him? You. You have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. Hallelujah. Understand what you have. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. How much did you pay for it? What did you do to earn it? How much work did you do to get it? It's free, amen? It was given to you by who? Jesus, hallelujah. God gave you that. He said, I have to go so the Comforter could come. Each and every one of you here, look around. I want you to understand, George. Look at behind you at Dale. Look around. Look at each and every one of you. You have the Spirit of God inside you. How could you say something evil? How can you say something bad about anybody who has the Spirit? That's right. All right. Wait a minute. Yeah. Even Joseph and Mary. How can you say, look at somebody and be upset at somebody when you realize that Spirit of God is inside of them? You understand what you're saying, what you're doing? Amen. Amen? And we're called to pray for those who come against us. Amen? Pray for them. Not condemn them. Amen? Not want bad things to happen. That's not the spirit of God. That's the spirit of man. When you start wanting bad things to happen to somebody else simply because you don't think he's any good or she's any good. When you start judging people, that's not the spirit of God. That's the spirit of man. Amen? But when you got that spirit inside of you, I was talking to you. You got the Spirit of God inside of you. When they look at you, they have to understand that the Spirit of God was inside of you. They do. Whether you let them shine or not is up to you. But you got the Spirit of God inside of you. That's what's going to change who you are. You're always going to be George Michael, but when you let that God free, people are going to say, I don't recognize the things he says. I don't recognize what he does because he's a loving man. If anybody ever doubts that he's a loving man, ask that woman sitting next to him because he takes care of her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen? He loves her. So if that kind of love is inside of him for her, it's inside of him for everybody. He just has to let it go. He has to let that spirit explode. Amen? And this is for your family and your friends. You have to show them that. You can't just tell people, call people up and tell them about God. You got to show them God. You got to say, why do you go to church on Sunday? Because it makes me stronger. Because I have a family there. Because I hear the word. And when I leave the church, I feel stronger. Because the man preaching to me is preaching about God. And he's making me realize that God is inside of me. And I must rise up if I want to receive those blessings. Amen? Everybody in this Bible who followed God, guess what? They prospered. They had good success. Can I get an amen? The Holy Spirit is God's gift to you. To you. To who? To you. You have it. He gave it to you. Why did he give it? Because you said, I love Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my body. Fill me, Lord, with your love. And God said, yes, and I'll fill you with my spirit. That's all you did. And it's too easy. Maybe it's too easy. Maybe you said you have to do 200 hours of community service every month, or you're going to lose the spirit. Because some churches teach it, that you lose the spirit. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen? Nobody's taking that spirit away from you, because nobody but God gave it to you. Amen? Don't let anybody tell you that it just passes by. Somebody likes to tell you that. And it ain't happening that way. And they add little other books and they say, and they add their own book to it. They say, but the Bible, but here's what we say. I don't care what they say. I want to know what God says. Amen? Because God said he gives me the Holy Spirit and nobody can separate me from that. Nobody. Amen? That's my salvation. So when people say, it just slides around, and I've heard that, Sergio, I'm sorry, but he lands on whoever he wants. What book do you read? I think I'll go back to the Bible because it said I got it. Jesus said he's in you, amen? And he's in me, and I'm not going to let some man tell me that it's not real. Everybody can have this spirit. It's not special in that way that we have found the secret to life, amen? We have found God. And everybody who wants to walk in that door can say, I want to come in. I give my heart to God. I say, praise God. You're a brother or sister according to God. You're a saint in heaven. Amen? That's the Bible. Amen? And God, Jesus calls him the comforter. Who doesn't want to be comforted? Now I'm going right to you here. I want you to remember this. Please, everybody. He hears your every word. He does. He hears your every word. He feels your every emotion. Understand that when you take God to an angry place, he has to stand there and listen to that and be a part of that. He feels your emotion. Understand that. He knows your every thought. You can't think something and not have God, maybe God didn't hear me. You cannot hide from God. Can you say that with me? You cannot hide from God. This is not going to make you perfect. At least it's not. You're still going to have opinions and disagreements with people because that's what we do. Amen? Because we think that we know all the answers. I'm guilty of that. I'm totally guilty of that. I've had the manager of the Yankees fired at least 25 times in the last 5 years. Because I know better. Well, Brandon, man.
I got fired the other night too.
I only know what I think I know. Amen? So it really is meaningless what I think. I have my feelings. Everybody has their, and you live, but if your feelings get you to the point where you're upset or you're angry, then you gotta do something, because that's not healthy. Amen. That's God saying, hey, you're out of my will. You're falling away. You come back. Because his spirit is peace. Listen to that. Peace. His spirit is comfort. That Holy Spirit is joy. It's contentment. When you wake up not feeling good, and I've had those, I have to realize that God is there. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be okay. God will see me through it. You've got to face it. We're all bodies getting older. Nobody's going the other way. Remember that? So we got to trust. And we all have dreams. And we all have things that we want. And you're going to get them with God in ways that you never will get them on your own. Amen? But you've got to live it that way. You've got to understand that. And now I remember that I told you about the two words, God's will. Anybody ever wonder what God wills for you? Like, I don't know what God wills for me. Let me tell you what he wills for you. God wills for you to be victorious. Amen? He wills for you to prosper. How many know that? God wants you to prosper. He doesn't want you to be poor. People that don't know the word of God, Martin, thinks you'd be Christian, you got to be poor. So where'd they get that from? You don't have a love of money, that's all. Don't love money more. But he would want this church to prosper and shine. Why would he want that? So other people will see it and be drawn to him. Amen? Of course he wants it. His will is for you to prosper, to have good success, to make even your enemies be drawn to you. God wills for you to shine. How many want to shine? How many want to be seen? I mean, you want to be heard, want to be respected, amen? If you want that, then do it God's way, not your way. Because we fail, Sergio. We fail trying to do it our way. We try to tell people about ourselves, and that's the last thing we need to do. We need to tell people about God, amen? And when you lift them up like that, then they lift you up. Hallelujah. God wills for you to shine. Don't you want that? The greatest gift that he gives us in this life. He gives it. No one else can give. He gives himself to us. God gives himself to you. His spirit. When you say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, that's the connection to you. That's not some Holy Ghost. When I was a kid, I had no idea who the Holy Ghost was. None. I didn't know where he came from. I didn't know what he did. Until I got into the Word and realized that that's God inside of me. So when I see something that's really tender, I start to cry. Anybody do that? I do it more and more. When something touches your heart, you start to cry because it's wonderful. When you see something pretty, you start to cry. When you hear something that touches your heart, you should say, that's the spirit inside of you. Just so compassionate, so loving. If you don't have any love in your heart, nothing seems to affect you. You ever see people with hate? You ever see any emotion? There's no emotion. There's no tears. There's no compassion. There's no understanding, amen? With hate, there's nothing but hate. Because when you hate, you have to be angry at everybody in order to carry that kind of hate. But when you love, that burden of love, amen, it makes you reach out and want to help other people. Love wants you to be happy with other people. Love wants to see you lift up other people, amen? And that's God's Holy Spirit inside of you, amen? God can, God will. God hasn't let you down to this day, amen? Here you are. He has promised you things, and he has loved you to this day. And if you just let him shine, because the greatest gift he gives us in this life is his Holy Spirit. And in closing, this is who you are now. Galatians 4, listen, this is for you. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Well, all that means is if you're a son of a millionaire, you're still a slave when you're a child in the sense of a slave. Because you can't do things on your own. You can't drive a car. You can't go out. You can't, because you're a child. Amen? So even though you're the heir of all the kingdom, as a child, you're still under that control of people over you. Amen? To take care of you. Can I get an amen? So I'll read it again. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, but is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Of course we were. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Here it is. Three lines for you. Please receive this. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, each and every one of you here today, it doesn't say that, I'm paraphrasing. Therefore, you, amen, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. You are His son. You are His daughter. His Spirit lives inside of you. Stand up and take that and walk with that and let it shine. Receive it and let people know who you are in Christ. Let that change your life. Amen. Your brothers and sisters here all love each other. We lift each other up. We hold each other together. And anybody new walking in this church will see the unity of God. Amen. He won't see a bunch of puppets talking the same thing, liking the same thing, liking the favorite colors. He will see people loving God. Amen. Free. Amen. With God. Give Him praise, church. Hallelujah.